Shus Ramen Khoshvim Gelaitem Bochrim. There are two tefillahs. One has to say when he takes Bochrim away from Vilat Gemara, which is really the only thing that keeps person on the derech hayosher is teireh, to be mafsik from limit at teireh for divrei yisairis needs a special tefillah that the divrei yisairis should be a dover shel kayoma, and we should have the siyata deshmaya, the schus to be ma'ere people to do better and to grow, and it should be not chas v'sholem bittel teireh nakiyim at teireh, especially when Divrei Yisairis L'zeich HaNishmas HaAdam Godol HaAdam that was a Marbet Teireh so many years, the Schusim of Talmidim and Teireh is so great to speak L'zeich HaNishmasai and L'ilu Nishmasai need special Siyata Deshmaya that the words should be Roy to be a Schus and the ilu for his neshama. It's 2 weeks before Hanukkah. It's time already to think a little bit about the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. And the Mishpacha printed a small kuntres called Ne'imos Netzach from a few shmuzen. On the way here I looked through the kuntres and I was nesoder to a new Rayan on Hanukkah, and based on what I saw in the Kuntres, those are the Rayonis that I think we will speak about today. Hanukkah, the next Hanukkah happened in the 213th year of Bayis Sheni. That means Bayis Sheni was past the half point of the Binyan. And that's when the Netz from Hanukkah happened. It has to be, and we believe by Emunah Shleima, that everything happens at the right point and at the right time. And the number 213 must have some kind of limud for us to know what that means and what connection it has with the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. And especially, we have to understand that if it happened after the half point of the Beis HaMikdash was already built 212 years, and then suddenly there came the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, the Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash, and the rejuvenating the Beis HaMikdash from new, being Mechanach the Beis HaMikdash. There must be some kind of limud for us to learn. There is two kinds of ways to look at Ischatshus. There's a way to look at Ischatshus as building something new. Building a new binyan. You take a new binyan, you build something, a new project, a new building, that's chodosh, that's new. But the next day, it's old. It's been here from yesterday. Hischatshus does not mean new. Hischatshus means something that was already and has the ability to start again. That is hischatshus. No person has the koyach to become new, because a person exists already. A person has regilus, person has midos, a person is ingrained in his ways. What a person can do is a person can have his chatshus. His chatshus means a koyach nifla. A koyach nifla of even though you are old, even though you exist already, you can do a pu'ula to make yourself as if you would be starting from anew. And what I understood from reading the kuntres, I understood that the ahafla, the pele of the nest of Chanukah was that the Beit HaMikdash existed 212 years and the Beit HaMikdash was missing the Ruach HaChaim of the Beit HaMikdash, was missing the schatzos that the Beit HaMikdash needed. And there was the ability in the nest of Chanukah to take a Beit HaMikdash that existed, walls of Beit HaMikdash that were already there, Kalim of Beit HaMikdash that were already there, and were nischalel, lost their kedush or whatever they had through the Yevonim. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Avodah Zarah that all the Kalim of Beit HaMikdash were nischalel because bo pritzim v'chelulua. The Yevonim came into the Beit HaMikdash, they made a cholol in the Beit HaMikdash, they made a vacuum in the Beit HaMikdash, the kedusha that was there suddenly left. And to take these walls that were missing Kedusha and to bring into them Kedusha, to rebuild it, not by building new walls, but by bringing into those walls that existed already Kedusha, that is the Chiddush of Chanukah. That is the Chiddush of Chanukah, that there is the ability to take something that exists, something that lost its Kedusha, and rebuild it in the old walls, in the old kelim, and reinstill the kedusha in it. That is the koyach eschatzus of Chanukah. What is this koyach eschatzus? What is this koyach eschatzus? Where does this koyach eschatzus come from? The Torah says, "Achedesh hazeh lechem." Everybody knows. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, "Edav nifla," by one of our greatest Tanoim, that he went to a place where had a lot of tanuge olam hazeh, and he became nimshach after the place. The place had some kind of hashpah on him. And the Gemara tells us, Adav Nifla, kom kara b'safra. He came to read in the Sefer Torah, and he was supposed to read Achedesh hazeh lochem. And instead of reading Achedesh hazeh lochem, he made a mistake. He looked at the Dalit and read it as a Reish, and he read Acheresh. He looked at the Zion and read it as a Yud, and he read it Hoyo, and he read the Chof of Lachem as a Beis, and he said Libom. And he read Acheresh, Hoyo, Libom, instead of saying Achedesh Hazeh Lachem. It's a very interesting piece of Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas, and the Gemara tells us to go look in Sefer HaKanayim. I don't remember the exact lashon of Rabbi Kivege. Rabbi Kivege is maflig that you'll find there something very nice. You'll find there nachas how to learn this piece of Gemara. The Sefer HaKanayim was written by one of the Gedolei HaMekubalim, Shamshon Osterpola. And he says, Edava Nifla, how we learn Pshat in this Gemara, which Rabbi Kivege tells us to go look and learn how he tells us to understand the Gemara. Which three letters did Rabbi Loza make a mistake in? He made a mistake in a Dalit and read it as a Reish, a Zion and read it as a Yud, and a Chof and read it as a Beis. These three letters are Reish, Yud, Beis. He tells us, he's Megalos, that the Klipa of Shikcha, the klipa, the koyach hatuma, which causes shikha, is called Resh Yud Beis. That is the name of the klipa of tuma that causes shikha. And that is why, with these three letters, he made a mistake. And instead of reading Achedesh Hazeh Lechem, he read Acheresh Hoya Libam. That is all that is nageya for us, just to take this one aspect. What is shikha? How does a person come to shikha? And what is his chatshus? From this Gemara we learn that Shikcha and Ischatshus are two opposites. If you have Ischatshus, you don't have Shikcha. If you have Achodesh Hazeh Lechem, then there is no Riv. There is no Reshiyut Beis which causes Shikcha. And if you have Shikcha, then you don't have Achodesh Hazeh Lechem, you don't have Ischatshus. Why? How do we understand Shikcha and Ischatshus? In Ur Gedal Yol, there is an explanation that Shikcha truthfully has a kesher to Misa. Why does Shikcha have a kesher to Misa? The explanation, we'll try to explain it, that every single person should understand it in his own life. You take a bachar and you ask him how old he is. And he tells you he's 18 years old. With what is he 18 years old today? He's only living the present moment. With what does he exist 18 years? He exists 18 years because yesterday still exists. Because yesterday wasn't something that he did something passing, he did something nitzchius. Yesterday he learned the Blad Gemara, that Blad Gemara is a koyach nitzchi, that Blad Gemara is still living by him. So he doesn't only exist in the present moment, he exists in all the moments that the person did exactly what he was supposed to do in Avdus Hashem. All those moments are still living because all those moments are nitzchistic moments. But I could take a person that is 50 years old and I can only count minutes of his life. Why can I only count minutes of his life? Because true life, he only lived a few minutes, a few hours, a few days. It could be a person lives on this world and he should only live hours, days, or weeks. Why? Because living is only what is living now. And with what are you living now 20 years? With what are you living now 50 years? Only because what you did has a kesher to nitzchius and it still exists. That is the aflaga that the Torah tells us on Avraham Avinu. Avraham zaken ba bayomim. Ba bayomim, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, means he brought with him all his days. No minute, no second was missing. He came to Shemayim with 175 years, which every single minute of every week and of every month and of every year was with him. Nothing was missing. Why? Because he was 175 years old. All 175 years were still living because there were nitzchistike minutes, nitzchistike days, and nitzchistike years. But when a person forgets, when a person forgets what he did yesterday, he forgets what he learned yesterday, that minute is not living anymore. That minute doesn't exist anymore. And if that minute doesn't exist anymore, it means that that minute more or less died. That minute is not existing anymore. That is why, by Luchos HaRishonos, we are told that Luchos HaRishonos, the Gemara tells us in Erev and Daf Nun Dalet, that the Luchos HaRishonos, Klal Yisrael had Cheirus Mimalach HaMoves, they didn't have Misa. By Luchos HaRishonos, we also know that they were Lameidim V'Loyhoyu Sheikhim. They weren't able, they would learn and they did not forget. Why is that? Because if there is no Misa, there is no Shikcha. Because Shikcha is a Tilda of Misa. Why is Shikcha a Tilda of Misa? Because Shikcha means that that minute, that hour, that day does not exist anymore, and literally it's as if it has died. And that is why when there is no Misa, there is no Shikcha. What is the opposite of Misa? The opposite of Misa is Chaim. How does a Yid look at Chaim? Chaim means only when you are Dovuk in Mekir HaChaim. Chaim means when a person is Dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is the Mekir HaChaim. The Ribbono Shel Olam who is Chai HaChayim. When a person is Dovuk on Chai HaChayim, he is living. When a person is Dovuk on Gashmius, which is only here for a second, Gashmius which has no Shaychus to Nitzchius, Gashmius the Kanos, which a minute they are here, and a minute later they are not here, the Pasuk says, Eid Argio L'Shein Shoker. All the Sheker, the Hanos of Olam Hazeh last for a minute or two or three, but they are not here afterwards because they are sheker, because they are part of Alma de Shikra, and they don't have any kesher to Nitzchis. When a person wants to have a kesher to Nitzchis, Nitzchis is found with Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he is Shoyev Chiyus from Mekir Achayim. When a person is Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no Shikcha, there is no Misa, there is always his Chachus. He always rejuvenates. Every single minute he gets new Chiyus because he's Dovuk in Mekir Achayim. We find by the Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim was Lifnei Hashem. It should become possible Belina, because it was in Kaddish. Why doesn't it become possible Belina when it was on the Shulchan? The Ragachava says, because on the Shulchan Lifnei Hashem, there is not possible that there should be Lina. Why not? Lina means it lasted overnight, it became old a day. When something is Lifnei Hashem, there does not exist Lina. Then Tzintzenes Haman, Mon, after a day, was Vayivosh, Vayorem Teloim. But the Tzintzenes Haman, which was in Kedesh HaKadoshim, there was no Lina by the Tzintzenes Haman. Why not? Because it was by the Mekir Achios, it was in Kedesh HaKadoshim, it was Lifnei Hashem, so every single second, every single minute, it got his chatshus from nu. That is the koyach of his chatshus. Chatshus is the opposite of shikcha. Hachodesh hazeh lochem is the koyach of his chatshus. If you were dovok in gashmius, you were dovok in somewhat in gashmius, then it's shoylet in you the shlita of the klipa of riv, which is shikcha. The opposite of his chatshus. His chatshus is schira. Remembering. Why do you remember? Not because you remember what happened yesterday. Because the yesterday still lives by you. Because you are always chadash, you are always living from nu. You are always dovuk in his chadshus, so it's living by you as if it would be now. That's why a person remembers. When something happened yesterday and it's old by a person, that's when it's shaykh that a person should have shikcha, that's when shaykh a person should forget. The Ur of Chanukah is the Ur of his Chatshus. What does it mean the Ur of Chanukah is the Ur for his Chatshus? The Ur of Chanukah, as we said before, is to take something that was old and suddenly to bring into it Chiyus. How do you bring into something that's old Chiyus? You take it and you are medabek it back to the Shoresh. You are medabek it back to the Mekir Achayim. The Yontif of Chanukah was that they were able to take something that was void of Kedusha, something that was Nischal from it, the Kedusha, and they were able to take it and be Mechaya it. They were able to bring in Chiyus into it. They were able to make it back a living Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash truly was a place that was living. The Gemara tells us that Shlomo HaMelech planted in the Beis HaMikdash Ilonos out of Zohov, Ilonos made out of gold, and they gave out Peiros in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash was Sheirish Achayim. It was the Sheirish of all living. And therefore even a Doimen, even something that was not Shaykh to Chiyus, a Doimen, a piece of stone, a piece of gold, was able to give out Peiros. Because that was the Sheirish Achiyus that came out in the Beis HaMikdash. The Yevonim took that chiyus and were mechalel that chiyus. They made the Beis HaMikdash a place that was void of kedusha, void of chiyus, void of the connection that the Beis HaMikdash had lamaila. And the nitzachin over the Yevonim was a nitzachin of bringing back the koyach hischatshus, which hischatshus means being medabikit back to Mshayrish, being medabikit back to the Mokher. What year did we say that the Nitzachin of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mechashmenom over the Yevonim, and the Schatzos of the Beis HaMikdash was? It was the year Resh Yud Gimel. Resh Yud Gimel is the Koyach over Riv. the koyach over that koyach hashikcha, that koyach of Yevonim, lahashkicham teirasecha. The Yevonim wanted to take away his chatshus. What is the opposite of his chatshus? Shikcha. That's why they wanted lahashkicham teirasecha. They wanted to bring shikcha to Klal Yisrael. They wanted to use the koyach of Resh Yud Beis, the koyach of the klipa of shikcha, the koyach of the Yevonim, bringing exactly what the Gemara tells us, what happened, bringing the culture of the world to Klal Yisrael, which bringing the culture of the world to Klal Yisrael takes them away from the Sheirish Achayim and brings them to Shikcha. In the year Resh Yud Gimel, that is the year when they were Menatzeach over the Yevonim, and they brought back Ischachus to Klal Yisrael. They brought back Chiyus to Klal Yisrael. What is our limud? What is our limud in Olam Hamaisa? In Olam Ha'aveda, what is our limud from these Diburim? Chanukah is Nitzchius. Chanukah is Nitzchius because its Chatshus is Nitzchius. The Chiyus of Chanukah wasn't only in that year of Resh Yud Gimel. The Chiyus of Chanukah is a Nitzchius, the Chiyus. The Gemara says, L'shana Acheres Kavam Va'asam. Mefarshim es Kekasha, why L'shana Acheres? Why did they wait another year to make the Yontif of Chanukah? The simple pshat that it says in Mefarshim is because they wanted to see if this was a one-timeness or a nitzchistikness. Why? How would they see that? The Chachomim, who are Bnei Vina, the Chachomim who understood Dover Mitoch Dover, they knew that they were able to be margish, that when it came the next year, this chatshus came again. The Ur of Chanukah was Nitzchius, and therefore they made it a Yontif for Nitzchius. Meaning that when it comes the Yontif of Chanukah, when it comes the days of Chanukah, a person has a koyach of his chatshus, a person has a koyach to be mechanich himself, to make himself a chinuch. Chinuch is usually only when we start a new thing. When we build a new house, we make a Chanukah Tabayis. When we take a child to Cheder, we are mechanech him. But Chanukah is a koyach that we can make chinuch at 20 and at 30 and at 40 and at 50. We can be mechanech ourselves. Because Chanukah is the koyach of taking a building that was built 212 years and was void of Kedusha and being mechanech it, making it like it would be new, making the chiyus of Kedusha come back, making the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu come back, and therefore it had its chatshus, because it was connected back to the Sheirish Achayim, to the Chai Achayim. And that is the koyach of Chanukah. Many of us think that we want to start from new, we want to believe that we can start from new, but we know our past, and every person, the Yetzer Hara, takes him and tells him everything, how his past looked, and tries to weaken his resolve to change in the future. Because he tells him, of course, somebody who starts on the right path from the beginning, he could be good. But how can you be good? You, remember what you did yesterday, remember what you did last week, remember this, remember that. The Yetzirah's memory is never forgetful. The Yetzirah remembers every fault of ours. He's able to remind us everything that we did wrong. And with that, he wants to take away our resolve to change ourselves. And he tells us we don't have the ability to start from new. Chanukah is a limit to every single Yid. There is no such thing that you can't start from new. It is possible to be void from every bit of Kedusha. Bo Prisim v'chelelua. That can come the Prisim and make a Cholol of the Beis HaMikdash. Mim Cholol the Beis HaMikdash, that it was a Cholol. It was completely empty. There was nothing there. And suddenly comes Chanukah and we can be Mechanech ourselves. The Shla HaKadosh says that the word Chanukah means Chinuch Hei. A person has five senses. That's what a person is. If you want to know what is a person, A person is the chushim of the person, the senses of the person. A person has five senses. And the Chanukah is the time when we can be mechanech, hey, we can be mechanech our chushim. We can take our eyes, who saw so much, our eyes, who so much is ingrained in our eyes, what we saw in our lives. It's impossible in today's world that somebody should say, except for Yechidei Sgula, that his eyes never saw anything that they're not allowed to see. Rab Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, the Pesach Hadar, said, when he was taken into the hospital in an ambulance towards the end of his life on this world, he said to somebody, that I heard it from him himself, he said to somebody, I don't know why I suffer, that I cannot see good. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made my eyesight weak. My eyes never saw anything that Al Pi Torah you are not allowed to see. Now if one understands what such a memory means, one understands what kind of Kedusha Gedolei Yisrael had, what kind of godless Gedolei Yisrael had, and how far we are from such Kedusha, and how far we are from understanding what these people were and what these people said. We have a Bereira Chanukah to take our eyes and be mechanech them. Be mechanech them. What does it mean to be mechanech them? As if they are new, we have the koyach to make his chatshus of our eyes. We have koyach to take our ears, the chush of shmia, and take our ears who have heard so much, our ears who have been exposed to so much of today's day and age, so much file, so much not edler language, so much not edler music, so much not edler other things that we hear. And we have a koyach Chanukah to be mechanech that. What does it mean to be mechanech that? To bring back the Kedusha as if it will be starting from new. That is the koyach of chinuch of Chanukah. We can be start as if now is starting a new life. So too with the koyach of all the other chushim. All of our chushim, we have a koyach to be mechanech Chanukah. To bring them in as if they are starting from new. Because that is the koyach of Ischatshus that we have Chanukah. Ischatshus goes together with Emuna. Without Emuna, it's impossible for a person to have Ischatshus. The Pasuk says in Eicha, we say it day in and day out, when we say Meida'ani in the morning. We say part of the Pasuk. But the Pasuk says in Eicha, Chadoshim labikarim rabba Emuna secha. The Chayze of Lublin said that what does this pasuk mean? If we want to be chadoshim labekarim, we want to have the ability that when we get up in the morning, we should be able to forget about yesterday. We should be able to start new. That's what chadoshim labekarim means. A person has the ability to start new every day. The Sasemet asks in Tillim, person says Birchas Krishma at night. And he says, Asher b'dvaray marev arovim. He says, the Rebbeinu Shalom brings night. And he says, Shvach for the Rebbeinu Shalom. What is the Shvach for the Rebbeinu Shalom? We say, Goyle loyre mevi choshech. The Rebbeinu Shalom takes away the air and he brings choshech. Mavi yoyim umevi loyla. What is the Shvach that the Rebbeinu Shalom brings night? Why do we give Shvach to the Rebbeinu Shalom that he brings night? The Satsama says, you know why we give Shvach to the Rebbeinu Shalom that he brings night? Because since there is night, there is a possibility for a new day. If there would be no night, there would be one long day. And who knows if we would be able to start from fresh. Who knows if we would be able to start anew. But since there is night, and the day has left us, and there comes the next day, the Rebbeinu Shalom takes away the Cheshech and brings Er, he takes away the Laila and brings Yeim, we have the ability to start new. That is why we say such a shvach to Rebbeinu Shalom, that he has brought us night, because night means, Baruch Hashem, today's day is over, whatever happened, happened, I'm going to start new tomorrow. I'm going to start new, tomorrow is a new day. Every day is a new day by Eve. Truthfully, every minute is a new minute. But it's hard for us, every minute, because if you start the day wrong, it's very hard to change a day.
So they avoided to change a day. But a new day is a new ischatshus. Chadoshim labekarem. Every day you could start new. But the Pasuk tells us, says the Rebbe from Lublin, it is not possible unless you have a lot of emuna. You need a lot of emuna. A lot of emuna to be able to start new. The two emunas you need, two very important nekudas of emuna that a person needs. One nekuda of emuna is to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is ready to accept every single yid, no matter what happened till now. We have to believe v'emuna shleima, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is yod yeminoi pshuta, to accept every person. No matter what a person did, no matter to where a person slid, no matter to what lows a person lowered himself, because the Yetzer Hara got a hold of us. No. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I am ready to accept you. And the Yetzer Hara is going to tell you 100 times, and we'll be able to open up 100 different svarim that will show you chaymer achet, and will show you, no, you have no way back. Because the Yetzer Hara is a mumche in opening up for a bachar or a younger man, exactly after he had his hachshala, after he fell through in something, he will show him exactly that aveira, how bad it is. Because he wants to take you and throw you off track. The Rebbe from Lublin once said, the Yetzer Hara does not want your aveira, the Yetzer Hara wants the atzvos after the aveira. Because he has much more from the atzvos after the aveira than he has from the aveira himself. So we need to have emuna that there is no place for atzvos, there is only place for chadshus, for taking yourself new. There is a big difference between atzvos and shiver alev. Of course a person has to be broken-hearted when he does an aveira. But what is the difference between being broken-hearted and being ba'atzvos? The Kedushas Levi says the difference is that when a person is ba'atzvos, he goes to sleep. When a person is broken-hearted, he takes a gemara and sits down to learn. When a person is ba'atzvos, he gives up on himself. When a person is broken-hearted, he tries to put himself back together again. And how do you put yourself back together again? You're mechavik yourself. You go back to work because you know that the Ribbono Shel Olam will accept you. That is shivrin alev. That is the chazkus that a person has. That is the emunah a person has to have. And more important is, you have to have emunah in yourself. You have to have emunah in your own self, in your own keichai tanev.